Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now we want to go to the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app today. Visit BetQL.com. It's been a while since we checked in with our buddy Joe Theismann, and after a couple of wins and a couple strong Taylor Heinicke performances, we wanted to take his temperature on QB1 here in town. Joe, it's Grant and Danny. Happy Thanksgiving to you. How you been?
Same to you guys. Always good to catch up with you, and appreciate it. And, it's pretty darn good football we've seen the last couple of weeks from our football team.
Absolutely a thing. What's been the difference since the bye week, Joe?
It's interesting. I don't know. Remember the Tampa Bay Buccaneers didn't lose a game after the bye week last year. You sort of find yourself a little bit. I think we got healthier. I think Antonio got a little bit healthier. It's a chance for Taylor to continue to grow in this system. I thought Scott Turner has done a terrific job calling games in particular over the last 2-3 weeks. But just really finding what this football team is all about. Nobody likes to hear the word process, but that's really what we are in. Taylor started, I think, 11 games now, so he still qualifies as a rookie in my mind because you're out on the field, but he looks much more comfortable in every element of the game. He's making excellent decisions, getting the ball out of his hands. Of course, Terry has been a great star. I don't know when Logan's going to be back. That, I think, will be an added asset to the offense as we move towards a very critical part of the season. But I just like the way, it's interesting. When you talk about Taylor, you say he plays within himself. But when you watch him on the field, it looks like he's running around like a chicken with his head chopped off half the time. But the truth of the matter is he plays his game, but he's making smart decisions. He's sliding and protecting himself. He understands when to throw the ball away. He's putting the ball in position where only his receivers can get the ball. He's doing all the things you need to from a decision standpoint to give your team a chance to win. And when he has to run and he has to pick up yards or he sees the opportunity to do it, he seizes it without hesitation. But I think he's been very decisive, and I think he's made great decisions. And those, to me, are two very big keys to playing the quarterback position.
Joe, I agree with everything you just said over these last 2 weeks. I mean, he has been really good. And I would say that the Carolina game was a masterpiece. I mean, I thought that was kind of his Mona Lisa. But it's a small sample now post-bye week of seeing him do that because he wasn't doing all those things consistently prior to that. I'm wondering, do you think he's turned a corner? Or this has just been a couple of good games, and how will we know the answer to that as we watch more?
Grant, I think we'll know the answer as we watch more. 2 games is a sample size of what someone's capable of doing. Now you have to do it on a consistent basis. I said to somebody last week, I said, the Carolina game is going to be a big test for us because we're coming off a really good game against Tampa Bay. Solid, good game, all 3 phases of the game. What can you do the next week against what was really the number one defense in football? And yet we managed to take the ball and drive it. Had it not been for a fumble, we probably could have had another touchdown. So there it was coming back after a good performance. Now you get Seattle on a Monday night. Now you're going to be under the lights. Different scenario, different situation. What's it going to look like? These are all growth elements. And you get an extra day now to maybe get, Brandon gets feeling better. You get a little healthier as a football team getting ready for the stretch run. You got 5 division games coming up at the end of the season. So, you have to prepare yourself for that run. And, the Dallas Cowboys have the capability of being very good or very bad. The Philadelphia Eagles are a team that is surging like us right now. And the Giants are just one big mess. I know they fired Jason Garrett, but you can't blame Jason Garrett when he has nothing to work with. And, last night was just, it was a bad football team playing a very good football team that came off of 2 losses that were pissed off. So, this was the end result. But I really feel like, again, I hate to say it, but The Seattle game will present a different scenario for us as a football team, and I think they will rise to the occasion. And our defense, you know, is playing very well as a unit. I think they're doing some really good things as a unit. Now, they will deal with a running quarterback in Russell Wilson, and that's, you know, that's the thing that, you know, that's what Taylor has done to both Tampa Bay and Carolina, made plays with his legs. It's what Jalen Hurts has done in Philadelphia, make plays with his legs. I think that Cam Newton didn't have the legs to be able to do it. I mean, he had one big run, but overall, I thought our defense did what they needed to do, and that was keep him in a pocket, make him beat you throwing the football. And I thought Jonathan Allen and Deron both played terrific games. And, you know, our whole defense seems to be much more comfortable with what they want to do on the back end as well as the middle and, of course, the guys up front.
Joe, I was talking to my dad the other day, and he gets a huge kick out of watching Taylor Heinicke play. A lot of us do. A lot of fans are obviously pulling for the guy, and of course, notwithstanding the fact that he's the quarterback of the Washington football team right now. But the reason my dad enjoys it so much is what he, and this something he told me has stuck with me, and I want to ask you about it. I want to get your opinion. He said, it's like watching Joe Theismann again. That's what my dad is telling me. He said, it's like watching Joe run around when everything was fun there in the 80s, at, you know, at, as athletic as you were, and kind of throwing the football and making something out of nothing. He says Heinicke reminds him of you. What are your thoughts there?
Well, I'm flattered. And please tell your dad thank you.
I will.
You know, I watch him do some of the things, and I think, geez, you know, it's sort of the way I used to try and play the game. No, we're not big guys. We're not going to overpower you with our arm. I mean, we're not going to rocket the ball places. I think he's done a great job anticipating throws. You know, Taylor doesn't have the strongest arm. You can see that when he runs, when they throw the deep digs in the middle of the football field. But he anticipates it to a point where Terry can make the catch or some, you know, guys can make the play on the ball. And you know, I'm like I said, it's, I get a kick out of the fact that, you know, when I watch him play, I sort of feel like I'm running around again out on a field. So I guess you could say I'm living vicariously through Taylor right now a little bit, because that's the way I was fortunate enough to play in an offense that was as efficient as we have been. And it was a lot of fun. I think, and I guess what, I don't know whether it was last week or something, you guys were talking about Taylor and, you know, we're going to have to look for a quarterback, and these are all these things. I still think that's a viable thing for us to look for from a depth standpoint. But I think the important thing is that this football team is playing well around the position. And, you know, Taylor's doing his part. He's making plays when he has to. He's making good decisions. But, you know, Scott is staying with the run. Antonio's getting the yards. McKissick's just, you know, he's just a Swiss Army knife. I mean, there's so many things that he can do so well. And as you look at this offensive line, I said it last year, I think they were the unheralded part of this football team down the stretch last year. I think they're starting to find continuity again this year. And all those things take time. I mean, I'm guessing, I think that Tampa Bay may have been one of the few teams that has had most of their guys start up until this past week. And I think that's a big key to the success of a football team. But, you know, I was fortunate enough to play with, you know, the Hogs. I mean, they were the guys. They were the barometer by which everybody was measured. And I think our guys do the same thing for Taylor. And he's, like I said, I'm just thrilled as heck with the decisions that he's made. And there isn't a tougher football player, by the way, than Terry McLaurin. I don't care. I don't care what position you play. You know, I think the greatest compliment you can pay a receiver is you play with the mentality of a linebacker.
Yeah.
And that's what Terry does. If the ball gets close, he's got it. It doesn't get knocked away from him. It doesn't get taken away from him. He's got terrific hands, terrific toughness, determined as heck, unselfish as can be. I mean, if I was coaching a college football team, I would put Terry McLaurin's film up and I say, this is the way you have to play football. If we're going to win, you guys have to play this kind of football. I'd put it up for the defensive linemen. I'd put it up for the linebackers. I'd put it up for the DBs. Put it up for the guys on offense. This is what you want to be. Here's the guy that you want to model yourself after. And then we're lucky to have him.
Joe Theismann's with us on Grant and Danny. Joe, I'm not going to pretend like defensively they're better right now without Chase Young or Montez Sweat, right? They played a fairly limited offense in Carolina in terms of the passing game. They did a great job against Brady. But again, I'm a sample size guy. It's been a couple of games. But there could be something, too, and this is what I want your expertise on. We have heard from Ron Rivera publicly. We've heard from analysts that watch the film, like Brian Baldinger and Marcus Spears at ESPN, that a lot of these guys who played defensive line, played offensive line, say Chase Young, some of the linemen, were rushing in a way that was kind of selfish, that maybe they were freelancing. They were doing things that didn't quite fit with the scheme. Is it possible that even if more limited athletically, like Two Hill, Smith Williams, some of these guys that we don't think of as anything more than just a couple play here and there type pieces, could they play like better team defense maybe or something? Is there anything to that, do you think? Or should we just kind of hit our brakes on saying this defense might be able to get by without those guys without a major issue?
Well, Grant, you know, I think, you know, when you say that they're limited athletically than Chase, I think these guys are really good athletes.
I just mean they're not like the robot sent from another planet like Chase is.
Well, I mean, you know, he's built like that, but, you know, Chase is still very young. He only had 7.5 sacks last year. I mean, that's all he had at the defensive end position. You know, I think Chase is going to have to continue to develop his game. The same thing as Montez. They have to continue to develop their game. It just can't be a power rush on the outside. You know, you've got to work on the quickness for the spin move inside. I think, the ends that are a little bit smaller, you look at Boza, you look at Watts, they're not real big guys, but they're quick as can be, athletic as can be. I think, the guys that are on this roster that Ron decided to keep are fitting a role that they expected them to fit, that if something did happen to Tez or to Chase, that these are the guys that could step in and get the job done. You look at Ioannidis, the spelling of the guys inside. All that stuff, I think, is coming to fruition. You know, I think they're great athletes, and they play well within a scheme. And I don't buy into what people say because I haven't studied the film. And you know, is Chase trying to be selfish? I don't know how you can be selfish at the defensive end position because so much of it relies on the other guys. You know, the guy getting the push up front so that the quarterback has to get flushed outside. I think Chase is going to continue to develop and work on his game. And that'll again, back to that word nobody likes to hear, it's a process for him. Montez is the same way. Montez gets back, hopefully, in not too distant time here. It'll add strength and, again, depth to that front and a better rotation for us. But I think the team itself, from the back end to the front end, is playing well as a unit. You don't see the communication problems that they had early on where every game we would see somebody just running wide open down the football field because of a miscommunication. I think overall, as a team defensively, they're doing a better job.
Joe, you touched on the offensive line here a moment ago, and I'm with you. They're not getting enough credit, especially this past week. And Brian Baldinger had a great breakdown of what Eric Flowers is doing, just mauling people in the run game. And that's what I wanted to ask you. These last couple of weeks, Scott Turner has really emphasized, and they've stuck with the running game. In general, you know, I just care about doing stuff that works. Well, it seems to be working the way that their offense has just improved out of the bye week. They're running the ball. They're emphasizing it, and I think they're running it pretty good. They ran it really, really well against Carolina. What are you seeing in the run game that's been so effective for these last couple of weeks?
Well, Danny, I think you make a great point. Scott has stayed with it. And here, when you really look at run blocking, you don't get the obvious holding penalties. So you're staying ahead of the chain. It's second down and 7. It's third down and 4. There's a lot on the plate to be able to choose from than there is on second down and 13 or third down and 12. I think by running the football and Antonio doing a better job of pressing the hole, being able to, you know, take the 3-4 yards instead of just trying to hit the home run and trying to break loose. He's powerful enough to be able to do it if he gets loose, but he's strong enough to be able to press the offensive line. Our guys are big up front. You know, we get a body on a body, you're going to get plus yards. And it reduces the penalty, so you stay ahead of the chains, and therefore it opens up a lot more of the offense. Plus, it helps with the play action. I mean, Taylor's able to create that one extra step where he gives himself space to be able to get the ball down the field because they have to respect the run. So, again, it's the offensive line being able to block up front. I think Antonio's doing a great job of staying with the call instead of just trying to come away from it. And then, you know, Scott just in situations saying, This is who we're becoming. We're becoming a tough football team. There's two ways you become a tough football team. You run the ball and you stop the run. That equals toughness in our league. And that's the mentality, I think, that's developing for us.
Joe, I can't wait for Monday Night Football to see what that environment's like, see if some fans who haven't been there this season maybe are motivated to get out there. And it's been loud. The fans that are there are loud. It should be a lot of fun with Seattle coming cross country. We appreciate the time. Thanks again for hopping on.
Hey, buddy, listen, thank you. And I echo your sentiments 100%, Grant. You know, it's a chance for people to see a football team that is starting to become something that we can get excited about. It's not the hit and misses that we've seen before. I think this is a football team that's coming together, and the more fans that can be there on Monday night, the better off they will be, and I think they'll enjoy the experience. So I hope a whole lot more people get out.
And the way Seattle's playing, I like their chances. I mean, we'll see.
Let's go.
Well, you know, what scares me is you never know what you're going to see
on
a week-to-week basis, you know. And I would forget about Seattle's record. I would think of where we are and who we are as a football team, and whoever they want to put on opposite us, bring them on. We'll take them on.
Let's go. Joe, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Joe.
You bet you guys. Take care.
Have a great Thanksgiving. There's Joe Theismann with us. Always great to have him on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.